Azir chapter 6, Mishnah 11. Mishe nizra kalav echad min hadamim v'nitma. Someone who one of the bloods was sprinkled. So he completed his period of Nazirus and he was in a state of cleanliness. And then one of the bloods of the three sacrifices was sprinkled on the altar. And then before he could shave or offer the rest of the sacrifices, he becomes unclean at that point. So what is the status of this Nazir? Does he have to restart again? Doesn't he have to restart again? Rabbi Eleza Aimer, he says, Seisar Esakol. He says, yes, he forfeits all. Even the sacrifice that he offered prior to becoming unclean doesn't count for him. And he's got to wait 7 days, purify himself with the waters of the red heifer, and then he's got to bring all three sacrifices again and shave at that point. Now remember, he hasn't shaved yet when he became unclean. If he'd shaved, then he's got to wait 30 days. But because he hasn't shaved, he's just got to wait the 7 days. So that's Rabbi Lazi. He loses all three sacrifices. The Chachamim Amrim, the rabbi said, Yavir Sha'ar Kabanoisav V'yitar. So the Chachamim, no. All he's got to do is when he becomes clean, he's just got to bring, he's got to wait the 7 day period, sprinkle him with the waters of the red heifer, etc. And then he's only got to bring the other two sacrifices that he never brought because he became impure. And the reason being, the point of dispute is that according to Rabbi Lezer, he has to bring all three and sprinkle all of the, he has to go through the whole process before he's allowed to shave before he's allowed to drink wine and become impure, etc. He has to bring all three to get out of being a Nazir. But according to the sages, no, he only has to, once the blood of one is sprinkled, at that point he's already out of his Nazirus, and therefore that's the point of dispute as to why they argue whether he has to bring the rest or not. And then the rabbis brought a story, Masa b'Miriam hatarmodis, shenizrak ale echad min hadamim. There was actually a story of Miriam the Tarmodat, that they sprinkled the blood of one of the sacrifices. She was a Nazira. And then Ubov Amrullah al Bita Shahasa Musikenis. They came and they said to your daughter's sick and she's in trouble, right? She's you have to rush home. And Vahalcha Umtsata Shemesa, she rushes home and she finds that her daughter's passed away. So she's impure. She becomes impure. V'amri chachomim, and now remember, they'd sprinkled one of the bloods. It's exactly the case that our Mishnah was talking about. So v'amri chachomim, the sages said to her, at that time, tavi sh'ar kabanoseha v'nitahar. Bring the rest of the sacrifices, and when she becomes clean. Meaning, she only has to bring the other two. So you see from that story, that Paskin like, the sages, you just have to bring the rest of the sacrifices, not like Rabbi Lezer, that you would have to bring all three sacrifices again.